If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about, in fact, some of the rules related to fasting and Ramadan, since we are in the month of mercy, in the month of barakah, and in the month of Ramadan. So we're going to deal with this, in fact, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker, as always. As we are talking about some of the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei regarding Ramadan and fasting, let me ask you this question, Sheikh. You know, we have patients everywhere, actually, and people are sick and are suffering from one disease or another. And some of these diseases, in fact, require some kind of injections or sprays or, serums. For example, just as a case in point, like asthma patients, you know, they need some kind of form of a spray, which has a power or a vapor-borne powder, you know. And that, obviously, they have to spray it into their lungs through their mouth or the nostrils. So is it really permissible, in fact, to fast while using such sprays or even injection and stuff like that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to injections, of course, Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that if the injection is nutritional or intravenous, you know, and it is kind of supporting the body, it is not permissible. But if it is just sedative or calmative, you know, and it does not support the body, it's permissible and there would be no objection.
So serums are always, in fact, impermissible?
Yeah, serums are...
Because they are usually intravenous, you know?
Yeah, sure. Serums are not allowed. Of course, if it becomes necessary, then the fast becomes void and he has to give the qada of the fast later after the month of Ramadan.
What about the sprays then for that?
When it comes to the sprays or what is generally called inhaler, of course, inhalers, according to Supreme Leader, if it is used only to open the respiratory tract, you know, because there are some inhalers or some sprays which serve to open the tract, the respiratory tract, and help give some kind of relief to the respiratory system, of course, it does not invalidate the fast and there would be no problem.
Even if it has some kind of like water form in it, in the spray?
No, of course, you know, if it goes into the throat and down into the stomach, you know, and then it is not permissible, you know, and if because of, you know, the emergency condition or situation, a person has to take that, you know, has to use the inhaler, and the, you know, the vapor goes into his throat and then into his stomach, of course, the fast becomes void. But because it becomes necessary for that individual, to use it, he is not supposed to give any penalty, or he does not become liable for any penalty. He has to simply give the qada of the fast later.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program on IRIB English Radio with the program Islamic Laws. Stay with us.
La ilaha illallah.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and our guest speaker, Sheikh Javed, still with us in the studio talking about Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas regarding fasting and Ramadan. Well, Sheikh Javid, you know, before the break, I asked you a question about injections, sprays for asthma patients, and serums. Now let's talk about pills. We know that if you eat something, this is one of the invalidating agents, obviously.
Sure.
But what about for those, people suffering from severe diseases, such as, for example, hypertension or high blood pressure, you know, they need to take some pills for their basically health condition. So is it something that is permissible while fasting, or no, it just invalidates the fast?
I should avail myself of this opportunity to explain the rules regarding those people who suffer from, you know, some kind of diseases. Obviously, we should understand that according to the religious authorities, including Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, if fasting aggravates or aggravates the disease or hampers that disease, and actually delays the process of recovery, then it's not permissible to observe fast. And of course, if even a person fears that fasting might affect his or her health, it's not permissible to fast in that scenario. But when it comes to taking pills, of course, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei has said that if taking these pills during Ramadan is necessary for actually controlling the high blood pressure, then it is permissible, but it will definitely invalidate the fast. So when the fast becomes invalid, he will have to observe the qada after Ramadan, when of course it's not necessary to take pills. For example, when he is certain that his blood pressure is stable and it's not going to, and fasting will not, increase his pressure, blood pressure, of course, he will have to observe the fast, you know, the fast of Ramadan. And there's no kafara or penalty whatsoever to give after, after Ramadan.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. And another question would be regarding, in fact, the sexual intercourse, Sheikh Javid. If we know that during the month of Ramadan, a man and his wife could have, the sexual intercourse as long as they are not fasting. I mean, like between iftar and sahar.
Yeah.
But what are the rules concerning the sexual intercourse in general? Would you shed some light on it?
There's no doubt as to the fact that sexual intercourse is one of the invalidating agents, and it does make the fast void when the parties to the sexual intercourse in fact are fasting. Mm-hmm. If in the month of Ramadan they are either traveling or maybe they are not fasting for one reason or another, it is permissible for them to have sexual intercourse or physical intimacy. And in the said case, I think you just said that it is, for example, a man has sexual intercourse with his wife and with her consent.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if both sides consent to sexual intercourse, then both sides are liable for kafara, because sexual intercourse is forbidden while fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And because not only the fast becomes void, but they should also pay the penalty or the kafara, which is to fast for 60 days, 31 days in a row, or feed 60 people to their fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. And thank you for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Please keep us in your prayers and supplications.
جميل وهاب محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن.